44. Shelling at sunrise. Mr. Socrates stood on the deck of the HMS Shah and watched through his spyglass. Amid the darkness and smoke, it was hard to make sense of the morning's events, but he'd known early on that the explosive boats and the feint for the beaches had worked. The three perfectly timed explosions had caught the enemy unaware and brought down the dock and the observation tower. He had been particularly satisfied to see the airship burst into a series of flames. It had lit up the beach, making the assault that much easier to observe. They'd been able to rescue two of the three soldiers who had piloted the dummy boats and set the charges. The third might still be somewhere in the water. The official sunrise was at 6:30, but a full hour before that the sky grew light enough that their targets became visible, so they began pressing them with fire. The dragoons drove the guild soldiers back. It was like watching titans battle humans. Then they ripped the firing pins from the enemy's field guns, so the HMS Shah was now safe from the long-range guns, and the beaches were open for the third phase of their attack. He counted. He'd lost three of the dragoons. From this distance it was impossible to tell which ones, only that two lay on the beach immobile. Perhaps they were not past medical attention. At his command, the ship's guns began to fire again, smashing the trenches where the enemy was trapped. Then, satisfied that the volley of shells had softened their targets, he and Tharpa climbed down a rope ladder and led a flotilla of electric boats jammed with marines and sailors towards the shore. 5 minutes later, he was striding up the beach to the front line.